We have entered the season that brings stretches of cold weather. Thermometers may be dancing around 0 degrees on some days. Cars will be reluctant to start. Roads become icy, and some home furnaces may have a hard time keeping up with the demand for warmth. At times like these, I love to sit in front of a fire with a nice cup of coffee or hot chocolate and pretend that the cold doesn't exist. Now, I know that the chill is waiting for me just outside the front door, but for those few moments, it's comforting to imagine that it's gone away. Unfortunately, those moments are usually short-lived, and with the morning comes another brisk encounter with winter's icy blast. It's often that way in our spiritual lives as well. We sit in our churches content to keep the coldness of the world out of sight. We cuddle up with Christian friends, pretending that the icy fingers of temptation can't reach us. But eventually, we do have to face the cold realities of the world. Like the relentless north winds of winter, Satan nips at us with his temptations and accusations. And like stepping out into these cold, single-digit mornings, it often takes our spiritual breath away. But God doesn't want us to be surprised or left helpless. James chapter 1. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. God has promised that each of these trials comes to our lives to make us stronger, to bring us further growth and endurance. So rather than hide from the cold reality of trial, go out to meet it, head on. But bundle up in the warmth and protection of God's Word before you do.